Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your source for All Elite Wrestling News. Yeah, what up, what up? Yeah, it's Wayne Benitez. Yeah, we're going to get into AEW Wrestling on TNT Network. Joining me is Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans, welcome to the quote-unquote Elite Wrestling It Factor episode. I mean, oh my goodness, things just got real right now in the wrestling world. I mean, we talked about this before in the past. WWE should be concerned about AEW. After AEW got a TV contract, oh, it's real. It's very real. They should be concerned now because even if Double or Nothing doesn't go over well, they got the contract, you know, and they got the momentum already. So, man, the wrestling world has just been getting more and more interesting with AEW. Now it's just all wrestling fans, hardcore wrestling fans, is just focused on AEW right now.
Yeah, but Vince might not be concerned with this right there. They not in the same predicament they were in 96 or 97. It's a different day. The company is worth billions now. They got the TV deal with Fox and, of course, with USA. And right now they are where Ted Turner is wealthy-wise right there. Is really, they're not going to lose money, but they can lose viewership. But really right now, Vince doesn't really give a damn right there. He throwing balls out there to the wall right there with this Fox deal, and there's rumors that they wanted 3 million views for SmackDown on Friday, and they not gonna never hit that level right there. They can put out anybody. They can put out Doink Hogan or who or Cena, whoever the fuck they want, but they will not. They'll get the 2 points, maybe 2.8. They won't get the 3 million on the first in the fall of October. It will continue dropping after that. And really, really doesn't concern. He wasn't even concerned if AEW had 3 million viewers on in the fall and on TNT. It wouldn't even concern him one bit right there. He's swimming in money until Fox said that we pulling the plug or something like that, or they go to FS1 with less viewers right there for SmackDown. That's going to be the second option. And it's going to be a wait-and-see thing, but TNT wrestling is back on TNT since 2001.
18 years. Wow. So it's definitely good. You know, we got another option that's on a bigger, big network. Not like Impact Wrestling, who's on our Pursuit Channel and they're on Twitch, but you got a legit wrestling. Well, that is legit. Let's just talk about the word legit. AEW don't even have a title yet. I mean, a World Heavyweight Championship yet. But yet, they're a legit wrestling company. You know?
Right.
And they have no championship titles, no tag team championships, no heavyweight championship, none of that stuff yet. But just by what they do on social media, and you know, in other forms of you know, getting stuff out there, you know, other forms of, oh man, how can I word it? Other forms of ways of getting your product out there. They just doing good by it. They connecting with people without having a storyline or anything. You know, and most of the people, you know, most of the people didn't even know about the wrestlers they have, you know, in AEW. Now, I say about 75% of the wrestlers are unknown, unless you're a hardcore wrestling fan. You know, most of them don't even know, so it gave you more chance for people to get famous. And I saw an interview today. One interview with Cody and Brandy. They will
have
wrestlers.
Yes, I've seen that all. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, it was a good interview. One of the things he said, they're not gonna have scripts. The wrestlers are gonna, you know, just make up stuff. You know, they're gonna be themselves. That's how it should be. You know, and that's like one thing. I mean, that's a plus right there. Because that's how wrestling used to. I mean. That's how it used, you know. That's how wrestling used to be, you know. There was interviews before we scripted to what, correct me if I'm wrong, to like later on in the Attitude Era, things just start be scripted. The wrestlers didn't really like start, you know, using the script. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but for a long time, wrestlers didn't use it. When they gave promos, interviews, it was themselves. They just made things up. That's gonna make, by doing that, the fans are gonna connect with the wrestlers more.
What happened was Vince McMahon Right. Vince McMahon took it to a whole another level, basically, with this scripted thing, right? They got to bring in 20 to 30 Hollywood writers now and all of this for the last 18 years since Russo and Ed Ferraro left for WCW. And it's just, they got the, they have a few good people on the writing team, but at the end of the day, it's Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn's product is out of touch with everything and throwing shit to the wall right there, because he was the only game in town once that WCW and ECW left, and it was a downfall right there, declining of viewerships. And right there, Impact, when Impact existed right there, they dropped the ball right there. I mean, when TNA, when it was Dixie Carter that took over from the Jarretts, they had opportunities right there, but they fucking dropped the ball right there. Because of Dixie's ego in the way, and she wanted to live the Attitude Era with Vince Russo right there, and then bring in Hogan and Bischoff, and it was doomed, and then bringing in people that's experienced like Big John Cavalli from WWE that have no writing experience. She destroyed it once they got canceled from Spike and Destination America. That was it right there. And finally that they did a 360 with, you know, the Fight Network, and they smartened up to it right there, bringing in the right minds, Don Cyrus and Scott D'Amore right there, and they're basically no writers, bookers and creators, ones like what's his name? You have Conan, the one from Ring of Honor, used to be in Ring of Honor and on a WWE writing team that got fired for being with the Young Bucks. What's the name? The Princess Jacobs. Is it?
I'm not sure.
I forgot his name. But he does good on their booking team also with Tommy Dreamer. D'Lo Brown just got added to it, and Lance Storm is one of the road agents. And it's much well done. Even Gail Kim is on the booking team also. It's well put together right there. They don't really have the so-called, you know, over-scripted thing. They go as who they are on the fly right there, and they let the wrestlers be who they are, basically. And it works right there. And they're just waiting to get picked up. They will be back on major TV soon, basically. They working well with the NFL alumni chapters, and my prediction, they could end up on Viceland TV right there, because it seems like they is interest in pro wrestling. Their highest viewership has been for wrestling documentaries like the Von Erichs and Gino Hernandez and Bruiser Brody and stuff. And I think they have a wrestling promotion away from airing it.
That'll be good, because Impact has been doing good television. I mean, good wrestling. Oh, my goodness. This coming Friday on Impact, they're going to have Demon collar match. Coming up with Rosemary, she's going to be against Sue Young. Like a dog collar match could be a demon collar match. That gets your attention right there. Because Rosemary is such a compelling figure, so is Sue Young. That match is going to be good. That's just the hype of it. You know, like I said, they booking stuff right. They make you want to watch.
Right. And they have very good segments of their women, basically. Even Tessa Blanchard, she could be possibly feuding with Taya Valkyrie again. And she got passed the torch. Gail Kim passed her the torch right there.
Yeah,
and it was so.
Go ahead.
It was so delivered the right way, legitimate, and nothing, no bullshit and no attack from this, and just like what WWE been doing. And this was legit, basically, her last match. She's passed the torch right there. She passed the motherfucking torch.
She did. I agree 100% on that. She did. But in a way, she broke kayfabe because they started hugging each other and crying. But this past episode, I mean, the last week on Impact, Tessa, you know, mentioned that I got a new respect for Gail Kim. Well, I don't know. After that match, I changed my opinion of her. You know, so it's kind of like she broke kayfabe, but in a way, she didn't. It's kind of like right there. It's kind of like a gray area.
Yeah, but people want to see reality, basically reality with emotion and stuff. That's how you see in sports right there also.
That was definitely emotion. I tell you that. That meant, you know, those two connecting the day after they wrestled, after they competed, that was definitely emotional. Definitely. And you're right about that. You know, being a wrestler, lifelong wrestling fan, I like to see emotions. I like to see when a wrestler wins a championship, you know, he or she gets emotional and all that. You know, because when a wrestler's emotional, they connect the fans more. Speaking of championships, what is going on with Brian Cage? Is he going to have to forfeit the championship? What's going on with his back? Because he hurt himself during the last pay-per-view.
He recovered from it. He's not going to forfeit the championship, basically. Right now, he's selling the injury also from Michael Elgin, and he'd be on the next set of tapings after this, and he will continue right there, basically. And Killer Cross right there, and they know WWE is on their radar of signing him, and it was reported that last week he wanted out of his Impact contract, and they said no. They said nope. He turned down a good deal from Impact, and they know that he wants to go to these other promotions like WWE, New Japan, and or possibly AEW, but they know their strategy right now. That's how respect I like with the new TNA management, in which they doing. They shocking everyone, basically. Like, they not putting up with the bullshit or egotistic that, oh, I'm not jobbing for such and such. No, get the fuck out the company. Like what they did for Eli Drake right there. He didn't want to wrestle
Tessa Blanchard.
Yes, and come on. So they Joey Ryan took the spot, and of course Disco Inferno. You know, right now she's feud with Disco Inferno, and Eli, you know, they say So he got the fuck out the company. So right there, and he knows that WWE wasn't interested in him before when he was negotiating a contract last year and stuff. No interest. Maybe he'll try and fight with AEW or Ring. Haven't heard Ring of Honor right there. He gotta be. He gotta put his ego in check right there. That Impact Wrestling made him a star.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, and it's basically kind of hard because James Storm. I started reporting, but it was a false report that AEW picked him up. He's still an agent, and he's going to basically be – he was on the NWA show, basically. And that now with Ring of Honor, he's going to be more likely on their tapings right there. And with James Storm right there, he made a bad decision right there. He should have stayed with NXT instead of going back to Impact Wrestling right there when Dixie Carter was still there right there. And that's kind of regret that he did right there. I understand that he was looking out for his family right there, that TNA got him that, you know, bought him houses and other things like that for the family. But when the money was drawn down and they lost the Spike deal and Destination America deal, they couldn't afford his services anymore. And he's probably regretting it to this day. He would have been on the main roster right away.
Yeah, honey, boy. People don't make the right decisions for themselves sometimes, I tell you.
Yeah, you got to understand, no one's perfect in this business. No one, basically.
Nope. That is true.
For example, right, Alberto Del Rio, he had that ego right there. Once, I don't understand why he did it for the money to come back to WWE, forget about it, but he lost his spot right there as a main eventer, you know, basically went back to dirty as a mid-carder just
right.
to take the belt for the reward and stuff. And
yeah.
Ring of Honor didn't pay him that much. And, of course, Impact, he think he can do whatever, no show, the events or so. So they, you know, with the new management, they fired his ass. So hit the bricks, go fuck off on that WrestleMania weekend. He didn't show up with Austin to face Austin Aries at the pay-per-view. And that was his, you know, no. After that, he was going, you know, WWE was interested in signing him, but not anymore after that. And I bet Vince, you know, Triple H was saying that, damn, it's a new company. You can't be doing this shit here in the WWE. So WWE had said they forget about it. He's not coming back to the company because they, you know, they're not going to waste nothing off of that. They have so many, you know, they can make another Mexican star like Andrade Almas.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yes,
he's
dating Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair. Oh, speaking of dating, we all knew, wrestling fans already knew, but Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, are now, you know, an item, but they've been dating for a while. You know, they finally came out. Yeah, admitted it. You know, which was actually both of them a championship. You know, both of them are champions. You know, and you know they both are like going to have, you know, a competing this coming Sunday at Money in the Bank. You know, So I think, you know, it's not a bad thing, not a good thing. It's one of those things that's out there. You know, everyone's dating somebody in wrestling. The power couple, some people call them.
Yeah, that's how it is for years like that. It's been there for years. Not nothing new, basically.
Right, exactly.
Right.
I have a question.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Is it true
that Triple H is upset with Vince McMahon, that how things are going, and Triple H wants to take over, but McMahon won't let him? Is that true?
No, there haven't been no reports right there.
Okay, because I'm seeing all this stuff and hearing all this stuff. I know there's a lot of false information out there.
He may disagree with Vince about talent being kind of misused or rushed up to the roster and kind of not and want to stay at want to build up more at NXT. He has a disagreement with that, but it's not nothing he can do. But when Vince McMahon say he wants someone up, he better answer to him or he. You never know, he might punish his own son-in-law. Sometimes you think that he's more married to her than Stephanie.
Well, funny thing is, everything, the problems with WWE can't be fixed. They have everything in place to fix everything, to change things around. But, you know, like you said earlier, this is not worried. You know, it doesn't seem to need to change, but
right.
Everything's in place.
Right, and of course with this Bray Wyatt, the only interesting thing on Raw was him turning to Skip Nut, the evil clown mask and stuff for Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah, people are talking about that. A lot of people like that, you know, Firefly Funhouse. A lot of people are into that.
Yowie wowie. And right there, I don't think that he's going to wrestle in the mask like that. I think he's going to wear it at ringside right there. And then all comes the Bray Wyatt thing. I think he gonna have those gloves right there. As long as he don't bring those puppets near. And it seemed like it was like a date. It was kind of hilarious though to have the that vulture type, Muppet is saying that none of your damn business or something like that. And I said it sounds like Snoop Dogg. It sounds like definitely a black guy. It definitely got to be a black guy.
Yeah, probably. But people just can't stop. People are talking
about that. The Firefly Funhouse more than anything else on Raw. I mean, they had a contract signing, you know, for Becky Lynch, contract signing, you know, and then but they were talking about more people were interested in the Firefly Funhouse segment. Matter of fact, people are looking forward to them every week
right
now. Because it's fresh
and
new.
Right. And more people just watched, you know, they just rather watch the segments on the highlights and stuff. That's what I do for Raw and SmackDown, basically. More Raw, basically. And it's basically not nothing. Everything's the same, basically. In the same format right there. And not enough good quality right there. And They're supposed to have the best talent out there in the world, and they're not producing it. It's just like Vince has too much of an ego, then the XFL coming right there, and people think that he's going to be more this, and that at how he's going to do this at 73 years old and stuff, and do both Raw and SmackDown right there, and it was Friday was his off day basically, mostly. He gonna have to change his date. Maybe Thursday would be his off day now, and it's gonna be over. How they gonna work it into it right there? Then I think also don't forget that he probably don't even have to be at the arena most of the time. He already had the planning out there right there by his conference boards and stuff. You know what he wants to be done and stuff. And I still say that the XFL will never be on the NFL level. And it's just, I don't think it's going to really take off, basically.
Well, he doesn't have an uphill, it's going to be an uphill battle. Because every professional football league that try to go against the NFL failed. Every single one. USFL, you know. The Canadian Football League was here in Baltimore years ago. They couldn't compete with the NFL.
It wasn't
an uphill battle.
CFL never competed with the NFL. It's still a CFL. They just expanded when they had American teams and stuff, but they don't have American teams anymore. They went back to full Canadian teams right there. It's a different genre right there. They don't compete with them. It's still very popular in Canada, right? Yeah. It's still there right there. It was never no competition right there. It was the reason they left because, you know, other ones just expanded, but Baltimore was going to still continue, but they had the Ravens right there. And so they left town right there. And which was, I think they should have kept both, basically, made a deal.
Yeah, I guess it could have worked out. But I think McMahon can do both at the same time. But it's just that the XFL, I mean, I'm all for him trying, you know, to do it again. But it's just going to be really, really hard to do it. But I will tell him to go for it. But I think wrestling should be his number one priority before the XFL, though. So if wrestling is not doing good, you know, my opinion, he should not focus that much on the XFL. One thing I'm confused about when it comes to wrestling. One thing I'm confused about. How important are ratings? Some people say ratings are not important, but if you don't have low ratings, you're not going to be on TV. And Vince saying he's not concerned about the ratings. So it's not making sense. You know, yes, there are other ways to watch TV now. You got Netflix. You have all these other. You got Hulu. There are different ways to watch TV and different shows. You got CBS Access. You know, different shows on that. There are different ways to watch television. But how important are ratings? You can't say the ratings are not important when it's going down and viewership is going down. That doesn't hurt your product. You know, but I think ratings are still important. Some people say it's not. So I don't. You know, it's like. I don't know what to think sometimes when it comes to ratings.
It's true.
So your opinion, are ratings important? What do you think?
I would say yes it still is important to this day, but Vince going to still continue to do that basically for the ratings. to try to find some off the wall idea again to get the ratings back up, and this the wild card is gonna fail. I mean, they ran through things right there, and what they're gonna do, bring back legends of the past, is still not gonna matter right there. And maybe this they're gonna try and promote this Undertaker and Goldberg thing for next month, basically. Maybe they try to do that to pop ratings and stuff. If they, you know, going to mention that happened on Raw, on SmackDown TV.
Goldberg and Undertaker fighting, they make it for the first time, but particularly Undertaker, he's past his prime. You know, Goldberg, I mean, he's not exactly in his prime. But I think Goldberg's in better shape than Undertaker. You know, that's not what, you know, I would not put that as a main marquee match, you know. I wouldn't advertise that as a big deal, but I guess WWE's more popular internationally than they are in the United States, I guess. I don't know.
No, they're doing it because of Saudi Arabia, because they got to honor that deal from Saudi Arabia, the money, that huge money deal that Vince did it for the money, for the $100 million and stuff over that around that time right there. That's why they're doing it. They want whoever they big to be on their cards and stuff. They got to honor. That's why they had Hogan there. And they're going to be asking for more names and stuff. Yep, we could see reunions like maybe Rikishi, you know, they bringing that. And the guy even think Andre John was still alive. Yeah. I bet he's going to say honky tonk. I bet he's going to say, where's the honky tonk man? why not? Throw him out there. The Rock and Roll Express. Whoever out there. Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, he's still out there. Ricky Steamboat's still alive.
Yeah. You never know, they'll probably get Flair out there and stuff. It's who else? Iron Sheik make appearance and stuff. And it's going to come, regardless, they're going to make money with this deal up for a long-term deal with them, seven to 10 years or something like that. They're gonna be raking up money. Vince is. But even though the U.S. don't want them, most of the House and Senate doesn't want them to be going out there to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I can understand that.
And that's why Daniel Bryan is not going to be a part of it also, because he has his beliefs. And I just don't think Vince going to have none of these ones with the Muslim names and stuff like that. Sami Zayn's a Muslim, and Mustafa Ali, and he changed the name, took Mustafa away from him, and for Ali, and Vince just need to wake up and stuff. And he made a mistake the first time he go to Saudi Arabia that time with the Daivari and someone else, you know, to do a heel persona that they was from Iran against Saudi Arabia. They was down in Saudi Arabia, people, and oh, they it got real heated and stuff, and they didn't like that. And that was Vince should have never done that, basically.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. But
right.
You're right,
but,
he's going to be making
yep.
money.
Right. And it's, of course, with the women can't go over there and stuff. And Vince is all about him at the end of the day. Money is more important to him. And he just waiting for that stock market to go up for these TV deals once they start.
So are you going to be watching the Money in the Bank this Sunday? I am going to be watching it because I like Becky Lynch. I am a Becky Lynch fan. She is, until somebody tells me differently, she is still the hottest thing in professional wrestling right now, in North America, possibly in the world, but definitely in North America. No wrestler is hotter
right.
than she is. So I'm watching it just
right.
for her. Now, if she loses both belts, I will be very upset.
She is not losing both belts. That would be a mistake for Lacey Evans, and that she's green and she didn't even have no NXT. She barely worked in NXT right there, and Vince showing favoritism. He is all about the blondes to him, blonde-haired women right there. And she's just not ready, but I respect her being a military veteran and stuff, and a great parent, and you know, right on Facebook, and she loving her character, and she doing things outside of her character for everyone, and you know, and she taking her character seriously, which I like right there. But when it comes to her wrestling, she needs to work on her in-ring stuff. And, I mean, I can't blame her on that. It's Vince forcing it, people that's not ready down our throats right there, down just like the Democrat establishment forcing crooked Hillary, now Joe Biden, Dangerous Joe down everyone's throat right there. They'll rig the election again from people like Bernie.
That could happen, but once the primary starts, the caucuses and everything actually start, Bernie's gonna take the lead because he has more energy and he's more quick on his feet than Joe Biden.
Yep, he got some more energy, and Joe Biden can't win. He didn't win in 84. He got his ass whipped in 84, 88, and 08 in the primaries. And it's so many people that was ahead of him in the primaries.
Yep, that is true.
He did so much even bigger things. Also, voted I think against segregation of buses. Also, during that time as a senator, and he did some, you know, said some horrible things, and even recently talking about the hood and stuff. You can't say that.
Nope, you really can't. Donald Trump's going to win again. You know, there's no doubt
yep.
in my mind he's going to win again.
And Bernie just needs to have balls to the right there. He could have had it in 2016, ran in a third party independent right there and just told the Democratic established, go stick it. Right there, if he would have did what Hogan did in 96, that would have light a candle right there. He would have started a revolution. He would have had moderates voting third party and stuff. An opportunity, if he promised this time he'll be with the establishment, whoever that person will be, and support him, not going to run on a third party. And which, what's the use? What are you building these our revolution? You done after this. 78, 79. Quit kissing ass and run on a third party ticket. They gonna screw his ass again. They already phasing him out on CNN and stuff and having people talk over top of him and stuff, making sure that he don't get no momentum. They all Joe Biden TV and stuff. Even bringing in, they look like playing for people that are voters for Kamala Harris Kamala Harris. I like Kamala Harris, the Uganda Giant, better.
Yes, I do too.
Right.
But Fox News gave Bernie Sanders a town hall. They gave him.
Yeah,
like a whole hour show to him. He was talking about his views and everything. Fox News did.
Yeah, he had balls. He showed up. He had balls right there. An independent socialist had balls. And while Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, chickened out.
Oh yeah, she did chicken out. She did.
And you know she called all Fox a whole bunch of names and everything,
right?
And of course
yeah,
she knows that she's going to get hit on that question about where's the DNA test for her proving that she's Native American and
right
and stuff. Even the Pocahontas right there. And she's not a stronger candidate. She fall in line and stuff. She's not a strong candidate. She fall in line with Hillary and others and stuff.
Yep.
And stop trying to win cootie points with CNN and MSNBC, DNC, in which they lie too much and trying to brainwash the African American race on there.
Oh, they do it all the time, and especially that lady Angela Rye. Oh, I can't stand her on CNN.
Oh, the black. Wait a minute. Well, she's from the Congressional Black Caucus, in which
exactly,
another thing
yes.
right there, they haven't done a damn thing over 40 years.
Nope. But they criticized Trump. You're right, though.
Right.
They haven't done anything in 40 years. They haven't. So here's the thing.
Go ahead. It's just a shame, and I still have that clip when I was watching on YouTube of Louis Farrakhan in the early 90s. It was Jesse Jackson kind of, you know, trying to save fate to him in the Bernie Sanders role about the Black Caucus and stuff. And Louis Farrakhan said, no, he ripped them a new asshole, the Black Caucus, what they should be doing in the neighborhoods and come up with an excuse. You know, he told the truth about who they are and stuff. and they was lost for words and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a. I'm just tired of the Black Caucus, and they endorse most of Joe Biden. And you should have seen these fake CNN and Real Clear Politics about Joe, all of a sudden Joe Biden leading Bernie Sanders in a double-digit lead. Why? Because they're because the Democrat, I think their poll people are 50 years old to 64 compared to 18 to 48. They didn't even go there, not available.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask the other Democrats. They probably did on landmine phones, what like Jimmy Dore was saying on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll vote for Joe Biden anytime.
I mean, Joe Biden had a rally in a gym. Donald Trump had a rally in like an arena or outside rally. He had like over 10,000 people. So Joe Biden had a rally in the gym with just about 600 people. Donald Trump has rallies of 10,000 people. So it's like, you really, he's gonna lose. The best chance the Democrats have is if Bernie Sanders. You know, but they're going to try to screw him over. Bernie Sanders is their best shot, to be honest with you. I go head-to-head with Trump. You know,
exactly.
He's the best person.
Right, and come on, Joe. He is the male version of Hillary Clinton 2.0. And
yep.
She was having things in the gymnasium. It didn't look like when she was rigging these, when she won some of the states in the primary, all of a sudden she had this huge trial. They looked like plants. I was saying, what the hell? Why they wearing suits and dressing up? it looks so stripped. I'm horrible right there. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Rachel Maddow is brainwashing Joy Reid of MSNBC. They can't be for dressers no more. They gotta or have real news. They gotta put Russia there or they're fired. If they go,
yeah, Russia.
If they go ahead.
Russia, everything. The report, the Mueller report, proven there was no Russian collusion. They still talking about Russia on CNN and MSNBC, and they're looking for the other stuff. Let it go. The majority of people don't care about the Mueller report. I don't care. He's in it. Trump was proven innocent. Leave
right.
it alone.
Right. And guess who's leading the ratings? Fox News is beating MSNBC and CNN.
Yes, Fox News has been beating. Fox News has been beating CNN, MSNBC for years. Get their midday Fox News midday lineup gets more ratings than CNN. You know,
right.
Like my favorite
the clip.
I watch Fox News. Also subscribe to Fox Nation, which is the app they have. I am a Fox News. You know, junkie, but I don't need it 24 hours a day. That being said, Fox, they got so much good content. They really try to be fair and balanced. That's why I had Bernie Sanders on the show. You know, they had Bernie Sanders on Fox News. They, you know, they're actually all fair and balanced. They try to be, you know, they really do try to be. Tucker Carlson has many people proposing views on his show. You know, he had, what's his name? Tariq Rashid. On the show one time, and that guy he's completely out there.
Oh, Tariq Nasheed, yes, another good cat that has his shows on YouTube, independent shows, and others
right.
on Facebook, and they respect progressives that goes on Fox News. They like Jill Stein and others. And
right.
No, but MSNBC blocks them. They don't want that. They want to black out them and stuff that tells the truth. That's why more people flock into YouTube for independent news.
Exactly. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Right. Hey, if you want to see how bad the federal government Democrats are, go there to watch the news and also about their world news of lies and stuff. And what they did to Libya, they trading, like Tulsi Gabbard said, you know, she loved the truth. They hated it. Come on, they have slaves out, you know, made people slaves now ever since Hillary bombed Bosnia. And you see that money deal they wanted from Iran in the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah. Obama set that whole deal up. Obama did that.
Right. And Trump did rip Bush a new asshole about the war, though, in Iraq, that he lied about weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm. He did.
That was another lie right there. Why? Because the Bush and Clintons are a team. They are in bed with each other.
Yeah, the people of the establishment, the political establishment.
Right. But the only difference is George W. Bush gave out money, stimulus package to people.
Yeah, and George Bush did keep us safe. After the terrorist attack, after 9/11, there have been no terrorist attacks. There were no terrorist attacks after 9/11 when George Bush was in office. None. You know, there were no mass shootings or anything in America that much. It was very few mass shootings. Obama got in there. You know, mass shootings started happening. We had terrorist attacks and everything. You know, so things did get a little bit better under Obama. You know, definitely did. Well, this coming weekend is Money in the Bank. I will be watching that. I will definitely be watching other wrestling, Impact Wrestling, Demon Collar match. We'll be watching that. That's going to be good. And of course, I'll keep my eyes, ears open on the political scene. Always a pleasure talking to you, Wayne, and a pleasure talking to you.
Yes. Yes, and Law Sullivan is doing classes for being a bigot also. He's signed for $100,000 from Vince McMahon. He's not going to be on at the pay-per-view.
Right. I don't understand what people think. Really. Why? Okay, I respect the freedom of speech. He had the freedom of speech to say what he said and all that. But the thing that gets me, he didn't expect any consequences from his actions. He just thought, okay, I'm sorry and apologize. You know, you have the right to freedom of speech, which is good and everything, but there will be consequences for what you say. Good or bad, there are going to be consequences and repercussions for what you say. And he's finding that out now with, you know, him getting fined and going to classes and everything.
Right.
And some people just never learn.
And for Jessica Havitt, when she wasn't signed there, but she was on the verge of signing from Performance Center. But when they found out, she said she dropped the N-words from her Twitter account, when she was still doing indies at WSU and other places. And, you know, she was saying, oh, she was bold. She said some harsh racist things, N-words about chicken and watermelons and all of this, but black people. But she's back with Impact Wrestling. That's going to be on a coming soon, basically.
Man, people don't think before they speak. They really, really, truly don't. Well,
yeah,
this
true. Finally. Yes, it's been fun right there.
Right, till
yes.
Next week.
Yes,
until
next
week. Next time, whenever we meet again, have a good night and keep on watching wrestling.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips. Yes, we made it through on this show. Yes, so many things going on in the world of wrestling. AEW, All Elite Wrestling is the biggest news out there, ladies and gentlemen, for the wrestling industry right there. Let's wish them success, definitely. No haters. No mark-ass haters. We already heard a few of them from WWE making them as a joke and stuff. Wish them bad. Come on. Y'all a bunch of hypocrites probably haven't had no pussy in your lives and, like that and stuff. Don't even know what's good professional wrestling and nothing like that. Y'all just like to watch bullshit from that right there. And come on, you just rather watch bullshit that's happening on Raw right now and SmackDown instead of watching companies that are put on good shows like AEW, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, the Indies, and other places. Hey, get your shit together. So start congratulating. We want every wrestling promotion to succeed out there. The more jobs, the more, you know, the more for everyone. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're going to be syndicated on Saturday, this coming Saturday at Bomb Baby Radio Network. You can download the app also on Google's app. It's on their website also, bombbabynetwork.com also. You can get the archives to this show also. We're going to be basically we everywhere right now. We're going to be everywhere, basically. Wrestling Effect, the radio app, is coming soon also. We making it big. We doing it. Also, it's going to be a blast. We're going to blast off like a rocket ship. And if you want to download this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio. Or Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio, or on Twitter at Wayne Benitez Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. I'm about to sign off. See you next Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Later.